What's up, guys? Welcome back to Babe and the Braids podcast. I'm Allison the Babe.
And I am Isaac the Braids. Even though I don't have braids, they're there in my heart.
And you'll never have braids ever again, probably.
I don't know. I think I'm going to grow my hair back out.
Well, that's a different topic for a different podcast. What's up, guys? Welcome back to Babe and the Braids. This podcast is all about relationship topics, whether we give advice, talk about the things that we have been through, all the juicy, juicy details, and we've been gone for quite some time.
It's actually been a long time since we've done a podcast, but we're back. It's 2022. Happy New Year to everybody. And I don't know, new year, new us, same pod.
Yeah, so I feel like in the past we have, you know, like we've had consistent months here and there, but we never really were fully consistent. And we are coming out with a podcast every single Wednesday during 2020.
Wow, 2020 in parentheses two, 2022.
I just feel like this year is a full year full of interesting things that Isaac and I are going through, and we're hoping to help some of you guys out with the things that we're going through and also have you guys write into our email. So before we get into today's podcast topic, if you guys want our advice on your relationship issues, you guys just want advice on boys or girls or literally whatever you want, moving in together, all the details, write into Babe and the Braids with an S podcast at gmail.com. And we're going to start reading off some of your entries and, you know, make it even juicier than it was before.
I think it's advice slash our experience, because neither of us are like experts or like psychiatrists or like physical therapist or therapist, whatever the word is. But we can share our experience because we have such a diverse, like, we're different races, different religions, different fill in the blank. We're different.
Yeah, we come from very different backgrounds, very different upbringings, and now we're married. So
we got a lot to talk about. So definitely shoot us an email with your questions, and we'll chat about it on the pod.
Amen. And moving on to today's topic. So we actually had, I'm not sure if she wants me to share her name. I'm not going to share any personal information, so I'll just share her name, her first name. Alexis wrote into Babe and the Braids podcast Gmail.
How you doing, Alexis?
And she had some really, really good questions for us. And if y'all want to write in questions or you guys want our advice, it doesn't matter. But I was reading through her questions and I was like, these are really, really good. So Isaac and I are going to talk about the most asked question since we got married. And I'm sure you guys already know what that is because it's literally the title of the podcast. Isaac and I are here to discuss babies, when we're having babies, does the NFL life affect that, raising interracial kids, all of the details.
I think there's like a little bit more pressure on us to have babies because we're we'll have a mixed kid. Because it's kind of like a mystery of what the kid will look like. Like the kid could come out and be as dark as me. The kid could come out and be white. And people are like, are you sure that's your dad? And I'm like, yeah.
Yeah. Sometimes I feel like people like over, I don't know what, like fetish. Anyways, I feel like some people kind of like hype up. They're like, oh my God, your husband's, you know, half black, you're white, you guys are gonna have the most beautiful babies. I mean, and it's not offensive right now, but I just feel like, you know, it can get a little bit too much.
I don't think it's offensive at all. Matter of fact, I'm hyping it up too. Mixed babies are a special breed. I don't even know if you can say that, but
Isaac, you're literally talking about yourself. Yeah. Yeah. Anyways, so let's get into Alexis's questions. And if you guys have any follow-up questions, let us know, because you know, we are not pregnant right now. Spoiler alert.
As far as we know.
No, we're not. But I'm sure we can do like a part two for babies and like raising kids. There's just so much that goes into it. So question number one is, how do you think you both will absolutely know you are ready for kids? And what is the deciding factor?
So I'll start. I think that I feel ready to have kids right now, but I feel like you're never really ready. But to give a specific answer, I think when it times up with NFL, right? Like, I feel like when it makes sense, given like where we're at in my career, where we're at in like your career, and where it times up in the off season. So like, I'm not going to be at work every single day or gone when you have the baby.
Yeah, which we will talk about the NFL and if that affects our decision to like when to get pregnant and whatnot. That's a later question. But Isaac's already given you a little insight.
That's legit. I mean, that's a huge piece of it. Like,
I guess that is like a huge deciding factor. Yeah.
Yeah, if it was going to time up to be like you going into labor during the season, I'm less ready, because then it's like that's a lot.
Yeah, I think if we got pregnant right now, what's 9 months from right now? Oh, that's literally...
That would be like that's September. Training camp.
Yeah, so that's, yeah, not cool. Am I ready for kids? You know, it's crazy because I feel like while we were engaged, and it wasn't like a long engagement, I think it was like 8 months, but while we were engaged and dating, I always thought that I would be the person in our relationship that was most ready for kids. But now that it's like... okay, we've been, you know, married for a few months. Well, and when I say a few months, like we're almost coming up on a year. I feel like I am less ready now than I was like a few months ago, only because it's like becoming real that like, you know, like in a year or two, we will, you know, try and have kids. And I don't know. I just feel like the idea of like carrying a kid for 9 months is very daunting to me. And this is not to be insensitive to everybody that is trying to get pregnant, the people who are facing infertility. I don't want to, like, you know, be insensitive to that. But I just, I don't know that I want to get pregnant right now just because, you know, my body. And I feel like I love just like free time and like,
we're honestly selfish being right selfish. Now. We're in a selfish part of our lives, but it is crazy because women, like, I always think about this. Men, we just, like, we put the baby in the girl, and then it's like, yeah, I'll see you in 9 months. Like, we don't have to do anything. Women's bodies change forever.
Like, and it's not that I won't be able to do, like, oh, my God, you're not going to be able to leave your house when you're pregnant. No, it's not that. It's just, you know, you're preparing to basically dedicate your entire life to another human being, and I just don't know that I'm ready to do that quite yet. Because, I mean... for the first few months, it's definitely a lot more taxing on the woman. I mean, she carries the kid for 9 months, and then once the baby is out, and if I'm breastfeeding, like, you can't, like, you're just, like, there for moral support. I mean, obviously, you'll help, but.
If I had to, like, carry the baby, it would be a long time before I would want to have one. I feel like I'd be, like, I'd have tons of anxiety about having the baby, because I'd be, like, this is going to hurt so bad. I've never even had surgery. Let alone having a baby. I'd be like, yeah, we're going to have to wait a minute.
You know what? I'm happy that you came to the revelation, because that's what I'm currently feeling. If you guys hear any slurping, that's Isaac drinking his Dr. Pepper. Okay, moving on to the second question.
Ooh, nice segue into question number two.
It is. How will the NFL affect you two having kids? Does Isaac get paternity leave? So honestly... the NFL will literally decide when we start trying and if we stop trying, because I just don't know that I want to have our, like, give birth during the season. And I mean, I'm sure there are tons of factors, whether I can't get pregnant, whether we get pregnant right away and it's like, oh no, Super Bowl is literally the due date of our baby. Jeez. Or, you know, like premature labor, whatever, but it will literally determine when we start trying and like what months we do try, right?
Yeah, I think it's like a teacher too. Like, think about a teacher. Teachers may time up their pregnancy to be, but women get maternity leave. But yeah. Or is it paternity?
No, maternity leave is for the woman. Maternity leave. Can you tell we're not ready to have kids?
But yeah, I think it's like totally appropriate that we would want to time it up with the season, because it would be super complicated. I don't get paternity leave. So, like, if we did have a baby in season, you would be, like, doing all the dirty work. Also, my job requires my body to be physically, like, in tip-top shape. Mm-hmm. So, like, just not getting sleep during the season affects, like, how I'm able to work and make money and, like, perform. So, we definitely would want to time it up for the off season.
Yeah. So actually two of my good friends actually gave birth this season, this football season. One of them, I haven't really talked to her about this podcast, so I'm not going to say her name, but she actually got to give birth during his bye week, which is basically your 1 week off during the entire season, which like, that's awesome. Like he got to be there for like the birth and everything. We have that's heard clutch. Of like another one of my sister's friends, her husband was at an away game and she was literally went into labor and gave birth before he could get on a plane. So he stayed there at the away game. Cause he was like, well,
yeah, what are you going to do? Yeah, I'll be there. I'm not going to make it.
And then one of my best friends, Bree, she had her baby during the beginning of this football season. Shout out to Bree. And she was like, it was just so difficult. She was like, I would not advise. It's just like the late nights where your husband is usually there to help and like get up and whatever. And I'm not saying that like, sometimes I just want to defend myself because I'm like, I know tons of other men, you know, are like helping their wives in the middle of the night and then going to work. I'm just giving our experience. Okay.
No, but it's like actually different. Like there's one thing to be like tired at work. Like, and you're like, all right, I'm just going to drink a coffee and like wake up and like do some computer stuff. When you have to like physically run around or you're super sore from the day before and then you don't get any sleep, like that like totally affects my job.
Not to mention if Isaac literally had the worst game of his football career, like right after I gave birth, like he could possibly get cut.
Yeah, like I could lose my job. There's no like, oh, I mean, whatever.
But in, yes, to sum it up, yes, this will definitely affect when we have kids. And does Isaac get paternity leave? No.
So I now that you were talking about it, I don't think I would ever not be at the pregnancy. Like
some, you mean at the birth?
Or at the birth. Because some guys don't go to the birth. Like they'll be like,
I have heard of
I'm going to the game. Yeah. But I just couldn't imagine.
Okay, wait, I have to ask a question. If I was giving birth
on the Super Bowl Sunday, I'd miss the game.
Really?
Yeah, you would get medically induced before. We wouldn't just
I think I would be like, okay, let's do me up. Where is the, because, like, what can I drink? Give me, what do the people drink? It's like something oil, castor oil. People drink castor oil to like go into labor.
So there's the piece that is, what if something bad happens? I need to be there. But there's also the piece that's like, for the rest of your life, let's say we could never have another kid. For the rest of your life, you would talk about that one pregnancy. Mm-hmm. Like our kids will ask like, oh, how was pregnancy? Did it hurt? What was it like in the room? Yeah. And like, I wouldn't even be able to say that I was there.
Or like if I died.
I mean, again, that's an obvious worst case scenario.
Okay. Question three. I hope y'all don't get offended by my like answers. I really am not trying to offend anybody. I can't help but, you know, my humor. If you guys don't follow me on TikTok, my humor. Okay, question number three is, what challenges do you think will arise due to you guys being a multiracial family? I'm going to let you take this one first.
Allie's like, I'm going to let the black person answer.
Isaac, Jesus Christ.
I don't think anything will arise, to be honest with you, because, well, maybe subtle things. But it'll be interesting because I don't want to say that racism is going to become obsolete, but I think like the likelihood of our kids by the time they're grown dealing with stuff is going to be pretty not likely.
I think that's
likely.
Ignorant to think.
That is a little ignorant, isn't it? So I'll start over. I think the likelihood is like low to like medium.
Well, our kid is going to be technically like 1/4 black. Okay.
Our kids, people come
at me all the time. They're like, your kid's not 1/4 black. They're like interracial. It's like, no, Isaac is half black. Our kid will be 1/4 black. Are they going to be darker skin? Are they going to have like super curly hair? I don't know, because Isaac's mom is literally a pale blue eyed, blonde haired like woman. And so is my mother.
I think what the kid will experience is people thinking that they are white and they're like, no, like I'm like 1/4 black. Like my dad is basically black. My grandpa is black. Like, And I think like there will be like a disconnect. It's very similar to being mixed, like just 50-50. you're too black for the white kids and you're too white for the black kids. It's like the same thing that our kids will have to deal with where, you know, like people like kind of pull them out of their culture and go like, well, no, you're not black, you're white. Mm-hmm. It's like, well, wait, hold on. Like,
well, that, or just like, you know, our kid could literally be like my colored skin and have blonde hair and blue eyes, and they're still, you know, like half of you. And I can see maybe issues arising with like you going and picking them up at school, maybe. That's what maybe I could see.
I wish somebody would say something.
Okay. Just because I like growing up, I know I have interracial friends and they have expressed like weird coincidences or situations that like one of their parents being, you know, not the white side, the black side, have gone and picked them up. And it's just like an interesting situation, which I'm not going to talk about because it's not my situation.
It'll be interesting. We'll see. Mm-hmm. It could go either way. But like I said,
it also will, I feel like it'll also have a huge, will be very dependent on where we raise them,
which will probably be California. Shout out California. Come on, Huntington Beach. Come on, we're moving back. Yes, sir. Oh, wait, I'm not. You're going to have to cut that out.
I'm not cutting that out.
Okay.
They'll learn in the next video. Number four, will you learn the sex of your child?
Absolutely. Next question.
I think for my first kid, I definitely want to know. For my second kid, I don't care.
I think what we'll probably do is just choose a gender neutral name where it's like the kid's getting named that either way. Let's see if it's a girl or a boy.
No, because I feel like every name in my head is going to have like a gender to it.
Like Frankie.
Or assigned gender.
Our dog's name is Frankie, which could definitely be a boy or girl name.
But now I associate with a girl because we have a dog named Frankie. And like Dylan is a boy name, but like because we have a friend who has named their daughter Dylan, like I view that as a girl name. Like Charlie. Like I view Charlie as a girl name.
Maybe.
Anyways. Moving on to the next question. What are some of the things, beliefs, behaviors, messages that you learned from your parents growing up that you'd like to instill in your children?
That's a good question. Why don't you start?
I just, like growing up.
It's a tough question because I feel like you don't know. Those things don't pop up until they pop up. And then you're like, oh, shoot, well, this is what my parents did. I'd like to do the same thing.
Yeah, I don't really have any, like, anything I want to, like, instill my children for sure.
I don't think either of our parents were super-duper strict, which is something we probably will do. Like, we're not going to be the overbearing, like, let me go through your phone or, like, let me.
Oh, my God, no.
Or, like, I don't even know. Like my
unless they're doing some sketchy shit.
I would definitely go through their phone. That's no doubt. Boy, give me that password.
Wait, you literally just said we would not go through their phone.
I know, but I'm not. It's not going to be my goal to do that. Like, I'm going to try not to. And then if it comes up, I definitely will. The point is, we were neither of us were raised in like the super intense helicopter parent mode.
Mm-hmm. I never felt like my privacy was compromised, but then again, I never did anything to compromise like my parents' trust.
Both of us were pretty good kids. Like We weren't out of control. I was definitely not out of control. I drank once in high school. Like, that's my whole time. You were
a way better kid than I was.
Well, I wasn't doing anything.
So I feel like we can answer that. Maybe once I'm pregnant, we're going to be like, oh, my God. And we'll talk about all that stuff. Question number six. What is the thing you most want to replicate from your childhood?
I think Allie and I will probably be pretty aligned with this. I think it'll definitely be, like, a strong family environment. Like, we're going to sit down and have dinner together. We're riding in the car together. Like, we're filling the blank together. Like,
are the kids walking and we're driving? Like, what's the alternative?
Well, just, I don't know. Like, everybody pile in the car and we're locked in.
Mm-hmm. I think, honestly, it's kind of going off of what you said. Something I always look back on and have so many fond memories are like the things that my family did as a family, like going and getting the Christmas tree together and like popping in, you know, Christmas movies in the car, and just like the memories I made with my siblings, I feel like are very fond. But also family vacations. I feel like family vacations were always so much fun because it's like once we got to a certain age, my mom and dad would be like, okay, well, like you three stick together. And we would go off on like go and play the pool. And like,
I could see it. I could see myself like purposely doing road trips. Like, oh, it's 8 hours away. Like, we're getting in the car and going. Come on in.
Yeah, I don't know about that, but
you know. No, we're doing it.
Next question is, where ideally would you like to raise children?
3, 2, 1, California.
So,
maybe, I don't know. I go back and forth on this though.
Well, this is a little spoiler into the next video that I will be posting this upcoming week on my YouTube channel. So if you guys don't follow me on YouTube, I post videos there somewhat often. But we are posting a video about where we are moving for the off season, and y'all are getting the sneak peek because we are moving to Huntington Beach, California. And we did not buy a house. You guys might have a ton of questions about why we are going back to California. What does that mean for Isaac and football and all that? All that's going to be answered in the other video, which is not going to be a podcast. It's just going to be a sit down video. But right now for the off season, we were like, let's trial out like living in California and see if we actually want to buy a home there and see if that's actually somewhere we want to raise kids, because, you know, we're not planning on getting pregnant for a year or two. And this is the time, like, why not?
Yeah. I think it'll be super fun to go back, but, I think we do want to raise kids in California. My only thing is I grew up on a farm in Georgia. I grew up on a bunch of land, and I feel like there's still a part of me that definitely wants my kids to have that. Like a tractor and a four-wheeler.
Okay,
and
there are places. We don't have to live in Orange County forever. We can always move to, you know, mid-California San Diego has tons of farms.
It's less realistic in California. Like, I'd love to get, you know, 100 acres and just have kids that, like, they could run as far as they can run, and they're still on our land, and we're still at home. So we'll see. It depends. I go back and forth.
But if we had, like, another house, like a condo, or not a condo, but like not a cottage, but like a compound, or, you know, like somewhere that we can get away from where we're at. I don't know. It'll be interesting.
Only time will tell. I just think that's super important for the Rugrats to have.
The Rugrats.
All five of them.
Ew, please never say Rugrats ever again.
The Nuggets.
And then question number 10. Who will be the children's guardian should something happen to you both?
I have no clue.
Really?
Yeah, I don't know who that would be.
I mean, it's easy for me.
I don't think I would want to do either of our parents.
No.
I'd probably do Emily and Ronnie.
You think?
Yeah, Ronnie has the most money. I'd be like, you're going to take care of these kids. That's something to think about. Like, you know, who's not going to be like,
okay, but if we die, all of our money is going towards our kids.
No, it's going. Did you know that
you can't bring the money with you when you're dead?
This is a quick sidetrack. Patty White, or what's the woman that you love that just passed away?
Betty White.
Betty White put all her money to her dogs.
Oh my God.
She put all her money to her dogs.
She must not have kids then.
She does have kids, and she still did it to her dogs.
I don't believe that. I want to check on that.
I swear. But either way, so.
Okay. Well, can I give a little insight?
Assuming we have no money, though.
Where did it all go?
It's gone.
Okay. I think my thing is, I actually have a vivid memory growing up. When I was like 12 or 13, I remember my mom inviting over a very close family friend couple. And I remember hearing like, if we were to die, we blah, 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 blah. And they were basically asking like, hey, if something happens to both of us, are you both able to take, you know, care of our children? And I feel like it's going to be like something something we revisit not often, but like every year or so. And just,
yeah, because it could change.
Yeah, I mean, it definitely will change. And if we are super, super close with a couple and aligned with like parenting, and they have kids and like they live a similar lifestyle, because I feel like I wouldn't want our kids to like, you know, go through some traumatic experience, like losing both their kids. And then
they go to a drastically different.
And then they go from California to freaking Baltimore. I'm kidding. That's
Baltimore.
Not, I was, 1,000,000% joking. That's not the worst thing in the world.
Why do people pronounce Baltimore without the T? Baltimore.
Baltimore.
Yeah, I kind of agree. But that being said, right now, if I had to decide, Don, Ron, and Emily, you guys are taking our kids.
Apparently, because y'all have the most money.
It's a financially smart decision. If somebody...
That's horrible. Money doesn't raise kids. I can't wait for people to hate on Isaac's response to this in the comments and be like, that's one of the stupidest things I've ever heard. Is it most stupid or is it stupidest?
I also trust your sister. Your sister is you. You guys were raised in the same household.
I would trust my sister with my entire life. Even if it was my sister alone, I would trust her to raise my kids.
So she's the obvious best answer.
I don't know. Uncle Jack.
Jack, if you're listening, you're not taking the kids.
That's my brother. Anyways, okay.
I would trust Big Jack, though. I trust my brother and Shane. Our parents, I wouldn't do just because they'd be older.
Yeah, and they wouldn't be able to run around and whatnot. And I don't really have any cousins. I have one cousin, so.
True.
Yeah. But that is it for Alexis's questions. Overall, a lot of great questions, and it helped it.
Those were detailed. Those were, like, very specific.
It also helped us, like, kind of create a format, which is, y'all don't see the behind the scenes of a podcast, but we kind of go through, like, you know, the format and how we want things to go.
Very quickly. I have one last question. How many kids do you want to have? That was not on there, Alexis.
Okay. It's hard to say now, right? Like, you can't decide on how many kids
perfect
you want
world.
Right
now. How many kids do you want?
Three.
Oh, okay. I definitely want, I want more. I want 4 to 5 because.
Oh my, who's giving birth to them?
I just like my odds for D1 babies if we pop out 5.
Isaac.
One of them's got to go, I'm joking. But 4 to 5, I think it'd be cool to have a huge family.
I think because I don't have a huge family, I definitely want a huge family.
Exactly.
But I will say, like, my sister and her fiance, they're getting married in June, and I foresee them having kids very, very soon after they get married, just because, you know.
You think the Don's ready? You think he's, like, pushing for kids too?
Yeah, he wanted kids before Emily did.
I call Ronnie, or my brother-in-law, Don.
Yeah, I don't know why. But you're giving them irrelevant information, Isaac.
Because I said, do you think Don will want him? And they're probably like, who's Don?
No, because, I mean, like, I feel like our siblings are having kids all around the same time. And so that will be nice. That'll be the big family. And then Isaac will hopefully only want 2 to 3 and not 3 to 5.
I think kids are expensive, though.
Yeah, I think that's where Isaac will be tripped
that's a
up.
Huge piece. But hopefully that won't matter.
Yep, hopefully it won't.
Any last questions for you?
No, I have no other questions because we can sit here and say all we want about how we're going to raise our kids, what we're going to do. But like until there are two lines on that stick I peed on, it's irrelevant. We can like, you know, kind of like romanticize it and like think about it, but we don't actually know.
And a birth and pregnancy can be complicated.
Yeah, you're telling me, which is why we're probably going to wait another 3 to 5 years. Anyways, so Alexis ended out her email by basically saying, keep doing you, focus on your relationship, update us immediately when you get pregnant, but no rush, take your time, live your lives, travel, see the world, and know that your fans are there for you 100% through it all.
Alexis is a real one.
How cute is she?
Bruh.
Yeah, but overall, this podcast was kind of all over the place just with our answers.
I don't think so. It was pretty good.
It clearly shows you that Isaac and I, you know, haven't had a lot of these conversations because we have time. I'm not in a rush. I'm enjoying life.
Yeah. Appreciate you guys tuning in. We will definitely be posting every Wednesday and we're going to be sitting down probably every Wednesday morning or Tuesday night to get them recorded.
Oh, Isaac Rochelle.
No, we're fired up, though, about the new season.
Mm-hmm. And again, if you guys want our advice or you guys want to hear a certain topic, whatever it may be, there's nothing off limits. Well, maybe there are some things off limits. But if y'all want to know anything or write in, it is Babe and the Braids with an S, podcast@gmail.com, and we will start reading them off. I'm excited to be back hanging out with you guys on a different platform. I feel like this is a lot more personal than on TikTok when I'm joking about being a gold digger.
I think it lets people in a little bit.
Yeah, I'm not trying to steal Isaac's money. Everyone on TikTok thinks that Isaac is the one that doesn't want kids, and that I'm like begging to have kids. And it's just like, go listen to the podcast, boy.
Boy. All right. Appreciate you guys.
All right, guys. See you next Wednesday.
Bye.